This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You talk about a star-studded transmission. David Icke, Paul Joseph Watson, the head of Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. All right here, floating around in the InfoWars ocean. Turn it up for a minute. That's right. Afraid to pay the price. I didn't listen to advice because I have my policy of truth, which I love so much. You know, I used to lie all the time about little petty stuff. Nothing serious. Not business, not important things, but, you know, lie to the girlfriend, lie to the wife about how they look or how dinner is. You'll get a problem. But instead, just get it all out in the open. And they can tell you what's wrong with you. We need to get a thicker skin, ladies and gentlemen. That's the answer to civilization and society. And not get pissed at somebody that's being truthful with us. Get pissed at people that are lying to us. That's what you got to worry about. But this whole liberal system is, oh, whatever you want to hear. Oh, it's all good as long as you submit to them. But there's lies in all of it, and they don't deliver anything. You end up alone and empty and destroyed following the left-hand path. Okay, Paul Joseph Watts is coming up and James O'Keefe. And I've got so much news to cover here. And I started the broadcast with Nancy Pelosi and the Chi-Coms, and we'll cover it all with Paul in a moment. But I thought we should probably just air this. I should have started the show with this. Because Ilhan Omar is in a lot of trouble. These are people now confirmed to be part of her campaign, driving around bragging about how they're stealing the election and how they're getting their absentee ballot harvesting from all the old people, paying them to vote the way they want, obviously pimping them, threatening them, and then also getting the other mail-in ballots to run their scams. So here's just part of it. The full Project Veritas report is at InfoWars.com. Big Tech hopes you don't share it because, you know, they said there's no such thing as election fraud, but here it is in action.
James O'Keefe here in downtown Minneapolis at the scene of the crime. The person you're about to meet, Levon Mohammed, a.k.a. King Levon I, boasts about the hundreds of absentee ballots in his car.
Numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie.
Look, 300 today.
Yeah. There was video. You can see the video. There was a video out and about that he has the ballots in his car.
Right.
And talking about the only way you can win is with money. I was looking at them and they were not filled. They were blank.
Who is the one filling out the absentee ballots? People who work with, like, Ilhan Omar. Where do they pay the money? The minute we sign the thing, the election, that's what you get paid.
Money is everything. Money is the king of this world. If you ain't got money, you should not be here, period.
Because that's what I want to
do. I want to do that. You have the ballot, they get the money from old people.
Yes.
There's 3 towers called one tower.
Okay.
And it's all seniors, and they took every ballot.
Every ballot. They just
every
take them from
single ballot. They knock on the door and say, your ballot's coming.
Yeah, a lot of Somalis are pissed at their crowd. They're like, what the hell?
No. And the ones that didn't vote on ballots,
they're coming to America to vote. They can't.
They can cash. They were carrying bags of money the last time here to drive people. So there's a vested interest, but we are victims of the system.
I'm still hustling.
Who is the one filling out the absentee ballots? People who work with, like, Ilhan Omar and other candidates work for them. They came to us to our conference. They tell us that this year you're going to go to the White House. You don't go nowhere, you stay home, we will go fill out for your absentee ballot. When it comes, we'll come and get it. You just don't go nowhere, you stay here. They fill out for us.
By the way, Ilhan Omar comes from a major slave family that ran slavery in Somalia. She's a royal slave master.
And perhaps...
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration. Absolute authoritarianism to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Joseph Watson joins us from London, England, the site of another huge rally against the lockdown. People looking through keyholes, police coming to houses for random inspections, apps rolling out. You got to have to go to restaurants or live your life. We predicted it all, but also a big article he wrote. Research shows deliberate Chinese propaganda campaign forced world into lockdown to dominate their economic foes. The full paper is at TabletMag.com, China's global lockdown propaganda campaign with a bunch of computer researchers under a lawyer. They've done a great job showing how this works. It's absolutely huge. Paul Joseph Watson, thanks for joining us.
Good to be back, Alex.
What do you want to tackle first, the COVID lockdowns or the fact that China, working with the UN, have used it as an economic tool of domination?
I would lay the foundation, Alex, by citing a survey, which again has received basically no mainstream media attention, despite the fact that it's been out now for a good couple of months. And we're basically the only outlet to report on this from a media perspective. The headline was "Survey: Americans think coronavirus has killed 30 million people in the U.S., 225 times higher than the actual figure." And this is not just Joe Biden, Alex, coming out with his verbal slip-ups. This is the effect of mainstream media hysteria over the past 6-7 months. We now have a situation where the average American, and whenever I saw this study, people are like, oh, where's the study? It's linked in the article. It's right there. The average American thinks that coronavirus has killed 9% of the U.S. population. That's 30 million people. Okay? It's actually killed 205,000, but then when you take into account the CDC's own announcement that only 6% of those deaths were solely due to COVID, obviously that's far less. But that just gives you a benchmark. That's how you can mirror, that's how you can measure just how terrified the population has been by this mainstream media hysteria, by this moral panic. Similar figures in Sweden, similar figures in the UK, similar figures all across the world. Generally, people think that 6-7% of their population has died from coronavirus when we actually know it's, you know, depending on the country, 0.2% maybe. So the people have been completely terrified, not just by the news media, but also by the entertainment media, by this whole virtue signaling crusade of you must wear a mask, you're a terrible person if you don't wear a mask. And then, Alex, it's also on the entertainment shows. It's on the light entertainment shows. So in the UK, for example, you have the main BBC News at 6 o'clock. You have the local news which of course is a constant drumbeat of paranoia and hysteria about coronavirus. Then you have light entertainment shows after. And for the past 6 months, the main feature package of these light entertainment shows has been how anxious and terrified the general public is. So in one example, they had a couple of young people under the age of 25 as part of this feature on this light entertainment show. And it showed you them going out into the public, going out into the streets and literally having panic attacks because they saw a group of more than two people.
So they're creating hysterical neurotics to go around and be the secret police who are under this total and complete mind control. And for people that are in areas like South Carolina or Georgia or, you know, rural areas of Texas, you're thinking, oh, that won't come here. Why do I care about England? What is in Australia? What is in Quebec City? What is in New York? What is in London? It's all coming here. This is globally run by the UN, by the Chi-Coms, by big corporations. This is their end game. Total takeover, shutting you down. You're in a prison. They admit it. I mean, Paul, this is out in the open now. They've really made their move.
Yeah, and it's completely coordinated. World Health Organization, World Bank, which, by the way, says this isn't going to end until 2025 when they've forced as many people to get the vaccine. And that's the point. If you accept the premise of the government being able to force you to wear a face mask, despite the fact that 97% of particles get through them, they're completely pointless. It's an act of submission. If you accept that, if you accept the app, the trace and track app, which is basically the entree to the social credit.
Let's be clear, though, a lot of restaurants and places are making people have in the UK.
Oh, yeah. Now, to get into a pub, by law, or a restaurant, you have to give your address, your full details for this app, which, again, is part of the social credit score for the West. China has openly segued this track and trace system into their existing social credit score. Now the social credit score, which was onerous and dictatorial and an invention of the regime of communist China, and that was really bad a year ago, and even the mainstream media admitted it. Oh, now suddenly that's good, and now that's the global standard. So you have to download the app, not only to travel, Alex, but to use a taxi. At the moment in the
and
UK,
now you gotta take a face shot of yourself when you get in the Uber. So all the corporations are on board. This is a giant criminal, racketeering, organized crime, global power grab. Where is MI5? Where is Scotland Yard? Where is the FBI sitting there with their thumbs firmly up their you-know-whats? I mean, this is bad.
Yes, and obviously the final stage is the vaccine. You're not going to be able to travel, you're not going to be able to use a taxi, you're not going to be able to go to a restaurant, and eventually you're not going to be able to buy food. It is the mark of the beast that we've been warning about for the past 2+ decades. And then you have the whole Stasi mentality, Alex. Of course, in the UK we have a situation where they've put a curfew on the pubs, which means they all close at 10 p.m. And what we've seen over the past few days since that was introduced, everyone at 10 p.m. just spills out onto the streets and has a street party. So even if you believe their reason for introducing it, it's completely ineffective.
No, it's about economic power to shut down their competition and all that box stores stay open.
Yeah, and it's about the Stasi state. Now, as you mentioned, we have literal COVID enforcer marshals peering into people's windows, looking through people's letterboxes. But again, there aren't enough of them to control 60-odd million people who live in the United Kingdom. So what does the government say? Literally came out and said, no, you need to start spying on your neighbors. And as we know how that works, even if people think they're enforcing these health dictates because they're good people, we know that in the vast majority of cases, the people who act like that, the curtain twitcher grassers, do so because either their lives are so pathetic and miserable that it gives them this sense of power, this sense of self-importance, or in many cases it's because they hate their own neighbors because we've been so atomized and the threads of society have been pulled apart. We don't even talk to our own neighbors anymore.
And now they pay them
to do it.
Snitches get rewards, like L.A. said, literally going around looking through people's keyholes to make sure no one's inside. I mean, this is like archetypally ridiculous while the borders open and unlimited Muslims are brought in.
Oh, yeah, like record amounts of boat migrants coming in every single day on the south coast.
More come in now in a week than came in the previous year.
Yeah, despite the fact that right now we have the ongoing trial of the Manchester bomber who maimed and murdered dozens of kids at a concert.
And they never say they're Islamic, even though they screamed Allah Akbar.
Yeah. And he was brought in on a boat as a refugee, as were many of the Paris massacre terrorists. But no one cares about that. What's important is closing the pubs at 10 p.m. because apparently coronavirus has a curfew, has a bedtime, and it goes to bed at 10 p.m.
Well, we know what they're doing. Then it's going to be 6 o'clock. Then it's going to be it's all about apps that tell you when you can go outside, when you can't. Total AI, big tech, predatory. They help China. Now big tech wants to rule us. They're the new aristocracy. But separation of powers, the founders talked about, if we can get the government to realize how they've been chumped by big tech and how big tech is taking over in absentia, we may be able to reverse it. Paul Joseph Watson, in one more segment with us, will break down what's happening. The laboratory, potato, tomato. Is the UK and Australia, and now it's coming here. How do we stand against it? We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News. What a good-looking website. I want InfoWars to look that good. We're about to redesign InfoWars. Stay with us.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let's get right to it. Let's pull back and look at the big picture here. And then get into the minutiae. Everything we've talked about has actually come true exactly like we said it would. So the system tried to censor us and others, but instead, you go to like any Joe Rogan video on other subjects, it's like, where's Alex Jones? Where's Alex Jones? Where's Alex Jones? I'm not trying to write myself into the story. It's true. I mean, I've got the White House calling me up, national talk show host calling me up, going, well, what's going to happen next, Jones? Only because our perspective's been correct watching the globalists, not what they put out in the media, but what their real agenda is. And so as the rest of people start looking at the world from our angle and realize that it was the real angle, it's not what we're even saying. They're just looking through the same keyhole we are. That's got to really scare the globalists because the tyranny doesn't usually go well. Why do they think that they're going to get away with this, Paul?
Well, it's like you were saying during the break, Alex. They want to take as big a bite as possible and see how much they can swallow. Obviously, there's going to be mass resistance at some point, and it's already proving to be the case. This is the biggest imposition on liberty that the Western world has seen in modern times. It's completely draconian. But the downside to it from the UK perspective was that they did a poll last week and said that 62% of the population would support another lockdown. And it's like, we've already got a second lockdown in the UK because they're doing it all regionally while saying, oh, there's not a national lockdown. We just lock down every local region in the country.
Same thing they do here, and it's all under UN directives. Exactly. So we have to get back to the republic form of government. If 55% want to enslave the other 45, they don't have a right, Paul.
Precisely. And that's what the mask wearing is about, the eradication of individuality, which is what Orwell wrote about, which is what other dystopian authors wrote about 70, 80 years ago. In fact, I did an article on that. Author of dystopian classics predicted face masks to enforce conformity 90 years ago. And then George Orwell thought that was an author called Ernst Jünger in a book called The Worker, by the way, where he envisaged the entire population being forced to wear a mask to eliminate their individuality and enable them to be easier controlled by a central authoritarian state. And then you had the Orwell quote from 1984 where he calls the masses a nation of warriors and fanatics marching forward in perfect unity, all thinking the same thoughts and shouting the same slogans, 300 million people all with the same face. So if they can get people to look the same under threat of fines and imprisonment, far easier to control them and get them to think the same. Going back
to
the
what it does for children, for their whole human development. We know that instincts are an archetypal genetic impression of events that happen. We've never seen, children have never been made to wear a mask. They've never been suffocated. They've never seen other humans wearing masks. This is a evolutionary attack. This is very scientific what they're doing.
And what's even more chilling about it is I see parents with their children going into restaurants and things like that. And it's like the father will forget or refuse to wash his hands with the hand sanitizer. And it'll be the kid who like drags the father back and demands that he do it. So obviously children are far more easily terrified. And yeah, for example, 86% increase in prescriptions of psychotropic drugs. And many
massive
of those will
increase
be
in suicide, third world dying. We know it's evil. We know it's a plan. You wanted to get into that. The universities in the U.S., the U.K., Australia are now prisons where they make you have tracking apps everywhere you go. You have to sit alone at the lunches. But now if you don't come to the lunch, you don't get food. I mean, they're literally Milgram experiment here.
Completely, yeah. And this is all based on the premise, by the way, that we're having a surge in coronavirus cases. Alex, they're testing 12 times more people than they tested in April at the height of the pandemic. So obviously you're going to get more cases. They tested a piece of fruit in Tanzania for coronavirus, and it had coronavirus. So the hospitalization numbers, the death numbers, have completely flatlined. But
that's
because
right,
they're doing 12...
You have an article at Summit.News. Students threatened with police action for displaying anti-lockdown signs. Help! They're in there, locked in their rooms for months. Help! And they go, oh, you can't even do that. You pay to go to a prison. Because the left, I have the articles, admitted. They said, look, the Stanford and the Milgram experiments worked. People learning to be prisoners and to be guards. Let's just do it. And they did it. They're doing a giant Milgram experiment, Paul.
Yeah, this is across universities across the country, by the way, but in this case, Manchester Metropolitan University. They're literally posting signs outside their halls of residence saying, help me, let us out, because they've been told they're not going to be able to leave. They've posted police and security guards at the gates of these residences, preventing them from physically leaving. The students are being told they're not going to be able to go home at Christmas to see their own families. They can't even go out and buy food because of this arbitrary new lockdown that they've been placed under. And then you talk about the students sitting alone at diners eating. They've been told that they have to sit alone at exam-style desks. They can't talk to anyone. There are security guards
and they don't get a choice of food. They don't get a choice of food. Even though there's a cafeteria, they're given what they're allowed to have. It's all a test. It's all to see what they'll put up with.
This is worse. At least if you're in a prison, you get to talk to the other inmates when you're eating or when you go out in the yard or whatever. They're literally being told to sit down. Oh, by the way, it's also happening in pubs. Right, you have to wear a mask to go into a pub. When you sit down, you can take it off. If you stand up while you're at the table, some jobs were
same thing
squeaking.
In the U.S. I went out to eat. My wife said, just wear the mask. We can get a dinner. I don't put it on going to the bathroom. They start yelling at me. I just ignored them. But, I mean, yes, that's happening.
Yeah, same thing with me. Literally in a restaurant, 3 feet to the door, went out the door to smoke a cigarette, came back in without the mask, and it's like they sat me down and had a serious, stern conversation with me. And again, most people don't want to enforce such ridiculous measures, but some people get off on that because their lives are
miserable.
They're
the idiots that are bringing in a total global financial collapse, Paul.
Yeah, which, by the way, China has now avoided because, as you've been talking about during the show, it's now confirmed what we already knew, that they had this army of bots going to all the Twitter threads of countries that were considering herd immunity, like Sweden, which did successfully, and the United Kingdom, which originally considered herd immunity, and rubbishing and savaging all those people, politicians also in the United States. So it was a coordinated, orchestrated propaganda campaign from the very top of the Communist Chinese Party to hoodwink the world into accepting draconian lockdowns,
right,
which China would then lift. And their economy would survive and ours would crumble, which is exactly what's happening.
Paul, I know you're with your parents that came to visit and you've got a dinner is ready to eat. Let's go to break, though, and then James will keep coming on halfway in the next segment. But since you mentioned this, that's what I wanted you on about, and I forgot that's why. We went off on the other area. This huge report at Infowars.com, Summit.News, everyone should flood the White House with it. You went, and they got the huge research paper showing all this. When I read it, we already knew all this, but it's all in one research paper. We've got to get this out. Do a few minutes on the other side on this so it goes mega viral, and then James O'Keefe is coming up. Paul Joseph Watson, Summit.News, his beautiful, excellent site. We love it. We're trying to build a site just as good ourselves. We're redoing InfoWars. It should be relaunched within a week. Yes, I just made that announcement. The new InfoWars is about to be born. Stay with us. 35 days to election. 113. 113 until inauguration.
This is your last chance to get a patent power.
our stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, folks, we are back live with Paul Joseph Watson, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, who just knocked it out of the park. He's going to be joining us coming up next segment. Briefly, we're going to do live coverage. I mean, 8 a.m., the show starts tomorrow at InfoWars. But for Boten information, you're not supposed to look at or share or check into. This is so accurate, so hardcore, and so truthful, and so God-based, family-based, red-blooded. But we've got live coverage tomorrow night. Last hour of the War Room, and then I'll be hosting right through with Owen and Savannah Hernandez, and all the rest of the great crew, Donald Lorraine. The first Trump versus Biden presidential debate. Live coverage begins at 5 p.m. Central at band.video, infowars.com/show, and, of course, all of our other great sites. You should probably add on that banner, 2020electioncenter.com, because if you try to send out band.video, Twitter blocks it, but 2020electioncenter.com, they don't. So remember that, my fellow info warriors. If you want to win and defeat the globalists, they're counting on you not realizing how important you are. But Paul, you wrote this big article this morning. I spent hours researching the white paper. It's connected to China's global lockdown propaganda campaign, their own admissions. Research shows deliberate Chinese propaganda campaign forced world into lockdown. Spend 4 or 5 minutes on how huge this is and what this signifies.
Okay, Alex. Well, the global lockdown, as we now know, has been the biggest imposition on human liberty, on human rights, indeed, in the entire modern era. Not just in terms of sacrificed liberties, but also in terms of sacrificed lives. All the top experts, who, by the way, get silenced immediately when they say this, have stated the fact, which is that the lockdown will cause exponentially more deaths than the coronavirus itself. We're talking about excess cancer deaths. We're talking about untreated TB infections. We're talking about the horrendous impact on mental health that this will have. We're talking about ruined relationships. We're talking about ruined economies, poverty, which, of course, directly leads to an exponential rise in deaths. And this all originated from, of course, Wuhan, China. And as many people rightly say, from the virology lab there in Wuhan, China, of course, where they were studying the horseshoe bat, which wasn't for sale in the Wuhan meat market. All the evidence suggests that it was leaked from that lab. But in the immediate aftermath of that, of course, we saw China impose the most draconian lockdown that we've seen across the world in Wuhan, in surrounding areas of Hubei province. Funnily enough, though, if you look at the death rates for China compared to the United States from coronavirus, quite the difference. China recorded officially 4,600 deaths from coronavirus, whereas the U.S. death toll currently stands at over 205,000. Now we have this research paper, which was published by Tablet Magazine, headline, "Research Shows Deliberate Chinese Propaganda Campaign Forced World into Lockdown," where attorney and researcher Michael P. Senger documents in extreme detail how the Chinese government launched an aggressive propaganda campaign to exaggerate the severity of coronavirus in order to force the rest of the world into a draconian lockdown that would serve to benefit Beijing. Now, he cites the videos that we all saw back in January. And by the way, some of us fell for this. I tweeted these videos too, many other people did, of people collapsing, hyperventilating, vomiting on the streets in China. Now, in hindsight, we know that that's not really what happens with coronavirus, but at the time it was very dramatic, it was very hysterical. Problem is, a lot of these videos turned out to be fake, including one that Senger cites where a guy is seen collapsing on the street, yet he immediately breaks the fall with his own arm, suggesting the collapse was staged. He writes that after tens of millions of people were confined to their homes during one of the most brutally enforced lockdowns in history, the CCP reported an exponential decline in coronavirus cases until March 19th, when they announced their lockdown had eliminated domestic cases entirely. So the World Health Organization, the World Bank, every major health authority in the West waxed lyrical about China's draconian response to COVID-19 because they thought it had been a whopping success. And they then began to mirror that approach. The problem being that China launched an aggressive propaganda campaign, and Senger documents this at length, to disparage any health authority, any Western leader, any government who was looking like they would go against the Chinese model and go for herd immunity. Now, we know for a fact that herd immunity was the way to go because we look at Sweden, which has a lower death rate than any other European country, which has come out of this with a better economy than any other European country. Sweden did not lock down. But Senga documents how Chinese bot accounts, armies of them, were instrumental in promoting early lockdowns in countries like Italy, while bombarding political figures who refused to order strict lockdowns, such as South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, with criticism and abuse. So they went after every leader politically and every country that suggested that they would go for herd immunity and reject this draconian social credit score Chinese lockdown. Of course, most governments chose that course. Most governments have completely ruined their economies, jobless numbers through the roof, untreated illnesses, untreated cancers, untreated TB infections. The cost of lockdown is going to be infinitely greater than the cost of coronavirus. And as Senga documents in this article, it was all planned from the very beginning via a massive, sophisticated propaganda campaign by the communist Chinese government, which has now come out of this. We saw pool parties in Wuhan weeks ago. No lockdown, it's all been lifted, their economy's coming out of it just fine, whereas in the West, we're still being pummeled by these insane measures which have ruined our economies, ruined lives in terms of personal relationships, killed exponentially excess amounts of people because of their untreated illnesses, and we're still in this situation today, but China is doing just fine, and they planned it from the very start.
That's Paul Joseph Watson live, teleprompter free, knocking out of the park. Thank you, my compadre. We love you and we appreciate you, Paul.
Thanks, Alex. Take care.
And we'll take that little 5 minutes where you just knocked out of the park, post it to band.video, only place you'll get that information to be able to share it. Or you can roll over the Chi-Coms and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, let them win. I don't think you want to. No, I think we're going to win together, aren't we? I can smell it. I can taste it. I can feel it. Maybe we should start the next segment with that You Belong in the City. Because that's what it really comes down to. It's our country. It's our world. We're building a pro-human future based on justice and freedom, not based on lies and propaganda and authoritarianism and what elitist group we're part of. This is a nightmare, and we're not going along with it. Separately, it is the final day of this biggest special ever on the already high-quality discounted storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the full catalog, 2-year supplies, 1-year supply, 6-month supply, 3-month supply, their readiness groups, their cook stoves, their water filtration, their air filtration, the full product line, lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com, except in the contract, we can only get their lowest price. They can only do specials, which they never do, with a special URL on their official site, my Patreon, which is preparewithalex.com, where you can get a 3-month supply and others with massive discounts already on the discounts you get as a promotional, preparewithalex.com. This is the last day, 13 hours, 17 minutes and 4 seconds as we are live right now at 1:42 Central. Later, this will be rebroadcast on a lot of stations. And by the way, this group cannot extend that sale out another day because the water filter, the big high-quality stainless steel water filter, the highest-rated gravity-filled filter, is very low in its supply, and so they're going to have to end that special. We will be ending this special in 13 hours. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. There's also the InfoWars Emergency Election Sale Total Blowout, 30 to 60% off and free shipping. That's got to end soon on things like Winter Sun Plus for your immune system, Vitamin Mineral Fusion for immune system, Bodies, Turmeric, and, of course, DNA Force Plus. DNA Force is the key one to get. DNA Force Plus. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Minneapolis at the scene of the crime. The person you're about to meet, Levon Muhammad, a.k.a. King Levon I, boasts about the hundreds of absentee ballots in his car.
There was video, you can see the video, there was a video out and about that he has the ballots in his car.
Right.
And talking about the only way you can win is with money. I was looking at them and they were not filled. They were blank.
Who is the one filling out the absentee ballots?
People who work with, like, Ilhan Omar.
Where do they pay the money?
The full report is at ProjectVeritas.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. And every time I think James O'Keefe, in the last 15 years of his work, 12 years, whatever it is, can be topped, he does it again.
very honored to have him for this segment. The next, James O'Keefe, you know, we know Ilhan Omar's dirty, but how you and your researchers did this again, so I was watching the full 15, 20-minute report, whatever it is, and you've just got dozens of people both doing it and those that are mad about it, them exploiting old people. You've got Somalis who've witnessed it saying it's wrong. I mean, this is like, you don't see journalism like this on 60 Minutes anymore. You're doing it. The president's obviously responded, called for a criminal investigation 35 days out. They're catching them doing ballot harvesting all over the country. They're catching them mailing in the names of dead people everywhere. I mean, this is a concerted fraud that you've just knocked it out of the park. You've got Ken Paxton in Texas, 130-something indictments for the similar thing. Wow, this is really painting a very clear picture right now. But just incredible job getting this done. How did you do it? Tell us what's unfolded and what's coming.
Well, Alex, thanks for having me on. This is a Somali insiders in Minneapolis, Ward 6 there in Minnesota. And these are people in the community who wore these cameras. Some of these are ballot harvesters on tape saying what they're doing. These tapes are obtained by these insiders. And Alex, this is the first time we've ever actually seen the incontrovertible evidence. We've heard hearsay, we've heard circumstantial evidence, but there you see it. It kind of speaks for itself. The guy is in the car bragging about having 300 ballots. It's a state crime to obtain more than three ballots. And there's also a federal crime involved because they're going around to the residential communities and they're coercing people and paying them and saying you must vote for Ilhan Omar and Jamal Osman.
Is that not classic racketeering, not just civil rights violation, election fraud?
Oh, it's a whole host of crimes. I got the crimes here. The jurisdiction is the U.S. 18 U.S.C. 597, 52 U.S.C. 10307. It's also a state and federal law regarding intimidation of voters. So I don't know where the FBI is on this, Alex. I know that the director of the FBI said last week there is no voter fraud. So when the leader of the Bureau of Investigation is saying there's no evidence of something, maybe the FBI is more upset at me for exposing it. I don't know if they intend to actually do anything about this, but as long as nobody will do anything about it, Alex, Project Veritas will be there to do something about it.
Well, look, you're not about praise. You're about results. This is, of all the stuff you've knocked out of the park, you just keep topping it. Is this probably the biggest coup yet? This is insane.
Yes, by implication, it certainly is. This is about our election systems, and they people say this stuff doesn't happen. They say there's no evidence of voter fraud, that it's not systemic. Well, this video shows systemic evidence of voter fraud in Minnesota, which is a swing state in the presidential election.
Well, when the FBI was corrupt by La Cosa Nostra until the mid-50s, they said it didn't exist, remember? Until there was the tape of the guys meeting in the farmhouse in, like, Connecticut. I mean, we all know Italian mafia exists. So to say that election fraud doesn't exist is like saying bears don't crap in the woods, and you've just shown it on video here.
Yeah, the people say there's no fraud. It's self-evident how ridiculous it is for the director of the FBI to say there's no evidence of fraud. Anytime you have tens of millions of ballots laying around, anytime you have that happen, there's going to be some aspects of fraud. In this case, we've seen hundreds of ballots in the car. We've seen a guy bragging that he's being paid to do this. I mean, I don't know what more evidence you need. I don't know if this is not evidence, what is? I hope the Attorney General responds to this. I hope they have a press conference. I hope Trump, there is on the screen, you see the source who recorded a lot of this. His man was named Omar Jamal. And Alex, a lot of these guys in the Somali community are fearing for their life right now. One
I was
of the
about
women
to say,
in the
these
state,
guys are risking their lives.
They are, 100%. I think the reason why they're going to be okay is the publicity of it, right? This was all happening in the shadows. And now that it's come out, and you're doing it, and many people, it was trending. It was actually trending on Twitter. We've gotten 500,000 tweets on this last night, which is a shock to me that they've allowed it to trend. But because it's all gone public, I think that these guys are going to be a little more protected, because if anything happens to them now, that just becomes part of the story.
But this gives me hope, because of the Muslim communities that are all insular and very controlled, the Somalis, one of the most controlled, and to see their own people being the knights here, being the good guys exposing this, gives me a lot of hope.
Absolutely. What I've been told, Alex, by some of these Somalians, this one individual who we didn't disclose her name, but we showed her voice, is that she said that
Ilhan Omar does not give a shit about the Somalian community, that they're victims, right? They're coerced. They're told to do this.
No, they get just, and like Somali, they're being set up as a slave class under her.
Pretty much, yes. That's another way of saying it, because they're told to do this. They're paid to do this, and they don't care about that community. It's about power. But this is an open secret. It's an open secret there. Nobody has done anything about it. I went to the county prosecutor. He said, it's illegal, but you got to talk to the sheriff. I go to the sheriff. They bring me to the other guy. So nobody, and the FBI director says, there's no evidence of voter fraud. So nobody's going to do anything about this, Alex. There's no consequence. I don't know. I'm about to release another tape. I know you're going to ask me what's next, so I'm going to tell you. I'm about to release a tape of the actual money exchange on tape. I don't know what more I can publish.
Wow.
To get people arrested.
I just heard the record skip. Start over, James O'Keefe. See, you're smart. You know, I always say, what's coming next? Whoa, you've got the cash being exchanged.
Yeah, we got, I mean, yes. Yes, we do. So I don't know what it will take to get people arrested. I don't know what it will take for anybody to care about the fact that our elections are jeopardized. But what you have here, Alex, is smoking gun evidence. And the president has tweeted it 5 times. I would like to see the Attorney General of the United States devote resources into this and clean this up, because it's you can't trust anything in our society if you can't trust the integrity of our elections.
Absolutely. And Trump is on this. Trump demands U.S. attorneys launch investigation. Ilhan Omar following report her supporters illegally harvested ballots. Minnesota, we have literally conservatively 2 million people an hour tuning in. We know. If all of you go get the article at projectveritas.com or infowars.com and just share it and just send it to the White House or send it to your legislators and say you want action, we'll get it. James, what do you think needs to happen with this smoking gun evidence?
I think there needs to be a criminal investigation. You got people on the tape breaking the law. It's clear as crystal. He's in the car with 300 ballots to get. It's against state law. So. And then the media has to report it. We have to, just like we did 4 years ago with the Creamer investigation, 2016. Once people are arrested, once investigations are conducted, once that happens, I think it'll force its way into the media. And the third thing that needs to happen, Alex, is that other whistleblowers need to come forward. So if you're watching this program, if you're on the inside, if you have access to or witness to specific smoking gun evidence.
Don't wait. Contact now. How do they do it?
Veritas Tips, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, tips at protonmail.com.
Beautiful. We got 5 more minutes with you, but a minute till break. Radar screen. Pelosi saying she's readying to hold up the election, and then under law, January 21st of next year, they will elect her, they're saying, as president. This is insane.
I mean, that's going to be an interesting thing to see. So what happens? And I go back to my original point. These sorts of things you only know about because of videotapes. No one's going to believe anything unless they can see in their own lying eyes. They're only going to believe what they see. People in a world where people don't believe what they hear or read, people absolutely need to see the smoking gun evidence. So I got to go back to my pitch, which is.
I mean, yeah. I totally agree with you. Imagine what you're not getting on tape. How the hell do you every month get stuff that nobody else gets, James O'Keefe? We gotta go to break.
Because there's nowhere else for these people to go. They don't have it. They can't go to anywhere else. They can't go to the FBI. Sometimes they can't go to the DOJ. They can't go to the New York Times. We're the only organization that allows them to tell their stories right now in this particular way. That's why they come to us.
That's right. Well, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, you can't make this up, man. This is reality. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.